Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 2 p.m. Pacific Summer Time. Well, today is Monday, October 6th, and really the first week after we had some book squaring at the end of the third quarter. So I think people were looking at, well, what exactly is going to happen next? Well, if we have a look at what has been happening in the markets over the last over the weekend, then, well, tensions have eased somewhat in Hong Kong, that you now only have a couple hundred people protesting, that there's some formal talks about to start between the protesters and the government. Well, we have largely avoided the potential for a violent outbreak of that protest movement. Well, it's likely now that people are going to start refocusing on commerce. Hong Kong is probably the most commercially minded city on earth, and that, well, people don't like to miss out on a holiday season where they would have been making a lot of money. So, well, people will start to refocus on this link between Hong Kong and the Shanghai exchanges. Well, that's going to be one of the steps that China needs to make in order for the mainland indices to be admitted into the MSCI indices potentially next year. It's a really big deal. It's something that the market had been anticipating in 2007, which led to a bubble peak. And now that it's actually coming to pass, that the spread between the A and the H shares has largely been eliminated in the last couple of months. So, well, this really will be something to watch. Just how is Hong Kong going to perform? And, well, are people going to be enticed back in when they see that the street protests have largely been, well, they've probably reached their peak? Well, Japan was also up by about 1% in here today. That, well, Japan is also another one of these markets where you're getting this wall of money, where there is the potential for the health minister, who's in charge of the largest pension fund on earth, to start moving money out of JGBs and back into equities. Well, that represents just the kind of regulatory change that we could associate with one of Mr. Abe's three arrows in terms of his Abenomics. Well, it means that the Japanese market is really going to be worth watching. Well, if we take a look further afield within Asia, then the majority of the ASEAN markets have been performing reasonably well, but Thailand in particular pulled back fairly sharply in here today. But India is something that has been a bit overbought, and, well, it's looking increasingly likely that we're going to have some consolidation. Well, by and large, the majority of European indices are a bit oversold and look like they're rallying. The FTSE 100 in particular falls into that category. Well, in the Americas, it's really Brazil has made the running in here today. That, the market pulled back particularly sharply last week as Marina Silva's support in the polls had been lagging, but that did not translate into additional support for the incumbent, but rather for ACO Neves. Well, Neves has appointed Fraga, who is a well-respected central banker, who he will nominate as his finance minister in the event that he wins. We've got 3 weeks of heavy campaigning in front of us. The market was up by almost 5% in here today. It was a bit more than that at the high of the day. The real has had its largest rally in quite some time. Petrobras was up by over 10%. Well, we're going to have volatility. That who knows who's going to win this election? That the incumbent Dilma Rousseff is still in power. She's still still got the most, the largest portion of the vote. But you never know. That the Brazilians may have had enough of subpar growth, that they're not going to be bribed by giveaways any longer, and that they may embrace an pro-growth, anti-corruption ticket. Well, that would certainly be positive for the stock market if they do that. Well, when we look at Wall Street, the S&P 500 was down just a little bit in here today, the Nasdaq down less than 0.5%. Well, the progression of higher reaction lows is still intact, but the S&P 500 has been ranging here below 2,000 for the last 3 months. Well, this is something of a loss of momentum, but, well, nobody's experienced any high degree of profit erosion, and that, well, you're getting people that are coming out with progressively more bullish prognostications. Well, nobody knows just how high the market is likely to go. What we do know is that the last time that the size of the Fed's balance sheet or the expansion of the Fed's balance sheet stagnated, that we had a pretty volatile period. Well, people don't appear to be overly worried about that. But by virtue of the fact that the market has been going sideways for 3 months, it would suggest that somebody is waiting for someone else to be the first to pay 2050 for the S&P 500. Well, until people are frightened out of those positions, then what they'll be doing is raising stops, they'll be looking at the market, and they'll be continuing to bet on momentum. Well, we'll be guided by what the charts are likely to do, but the progression of higher reaction lows is more important to monitor now than at any time in the last 5 years. Well, when we look at some of the other markets out there, well, the dollar was pretty weak in here today. Well, I was at the Contrary Opinion Forum last week. Well, one of the things that came through was that people were a little bit worried about gold. And interestingly, gold is at the lower side of its range and, well, found at least short-term support in here today. Silver has been oversold. And, well, at least some of that oversold condition was unwound in here today. And the price was up about 50 cents. Well, platinum, having been down to as low as 1,186, is closing out the day at 1,245. So there's a long tail on that candle, even though it's only up about $18 on the day. Well, the dollar, I'm in the dollar bull camp. I think that what we have is a base formation against the euro. But that doesn't mean that the dollar has to break out today. And in fact, what the dollar was weak in here today. It was weak by, well, the euro has fallen for consecutive weeks, that it had come all the way back to 125. Well, it's off the lows in here today. It's at 126.52. It's up 1 cent 37. The pound is up 1 cent 10 cents. The Canadian dollar stronger by a full cent. The Australian dollar not quite by 1 cent, and of course the Brazilian real is up rather meaningfully. Well, the dollar is a little bit overbought. We're seeing at least some consolidation, and that would suggest that there is scope for some of the more oversold currencies to enjoy at least some short covering in the very short term. Well, when we look at it over the medium term, really the eurozone needs a weak currency, Japan needs a weak currency, and, well, a lot of the bull case for the dollar has probably been priced in the short term, but that when one looks at the medium term, that it's not that difficult to make a bullish case for the dollar when just about everything else is pretty weak in here. Well, when we look elsewhere in the commodity complex, then what you've seen in the commodities is that the market has been reduced to looking back at the individual characteristics of each individual commodity. That cocoa is benefiting because of unrest and the Ebola virus in West Africa. That coffee is now rallying because of weather-related events, and feeder cattle are rallying because of the lack of supply. But that, by and large, the commodity complex is pretty oversold, and that weakness in the dollar, for however long it may last, should translate into some positive outlooks, or at least a little bounce, or an unwinding of the short-term oversold condition for a number of those commodities. Well, government bonds have firmed up a little bit in here, and you're still in a situation in Europe where I think it's upwards of 7 central banks their 2 years are trading at negative yields. Well, people are betting that the ECB is going to engage in some form of quantitative easing in the not too distant future, and they're getting in ahead of the curve. They're supporting those bond markets because they believe that the yields may go even lower. I think with that I will leave you for the afternoon and wish all the best to all of you.